Our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program with Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor and some breaking news about running for mayor.
Before we are doing this recording, Steve, on Friday, I did go down to the courthouse. I have filed for re-election for another four-year term. It's been an honor to serve as mayor of Highlands, and if the voters decide that they want me to serve another 4 years, I'll be delighted and honored to step forward in that capacity.
In good shape. Town budget secured. Your mayor on duty. I saw the columns there. We have a lot of things that need to be continued. All the structures, all the paving, everything, all the projects. The building of the electric poles ahead of schedule, but that's the good news.
That's the good news. The bad news that we found out this week, DOT had been putting in the warning light system for Little Bear Pen. The final thing they needed to do was to bring in the electricity to fire those lights up. There are three of them involved in needing to be electrified. DOT brought in a drilling machine that is designed to drill under the highway so they could run conduit and power to those units. Unfortunately, the machine hit absolute solid granite, and it is not designed to drill through solid granite, just soft and fragmented rock. That's off the table. They can't supply the electricity by going under the road. So we'll have to do an aerial hookup using our aerial electric system to connect those devices using poles and so forth. We're not going to do that right now because we are running the new circuit and transferring all of the electrical lines over to these new poles. That means it'll be delayed several weeks, but as they make those conversions over to the new pole, then we will also make the connections to those warning devices. So I know the folks on Little Bear Pen will be disappointed that it's been slowed down because they've been very patient waiting for this, but it just makes no sense to hook them up to the old poles now only to have to make a reconnection to the new system that's going to be in place in the coming week. So we'll do that when we have an opportunity to tie into the new electrical lines.
And the utility pole crews are doing a great job moving us. Not much of a wait at all.
And one of the things that I pointed out in my article this week, as soon as this third circuit is activated, coming in from Highlands Falls Country Club down 64, we will begin the fourth and final circuit, and that comes from the transfer electrical station that Duke has near Hicks Road. We will be doing the same type of replacement of poles coming in 64 into the business district area. It's a plan to where it comes in, and at the intersection on First Street, the line will then go down toward Spring Street, and it will serve the business district for us. So it's complicated stuff, but it's necessary stuff, and I'm delighted that we've been able to make that much progress this summer.
And the dredging of Mirror Lake continues. You got a new bag filling up.
Daddy's got a new bag, yeah. Well, I just keep wanting to emphasize this, and I go by there every day just to see how the work's coming along. This week, the dredger was sending water and sludge to a bag that they had installed. It fills up with the sludge. Sometimes you see some turbidity in the water that's coming out of the bag. That means that that turbidity is just going right back to where they were doing the pumping, and it'll continue as part of the process. But I sometimes see people looking at it. I hope they don't have a concern. It is a very ecologically friendly process to the lake. It minimizes disturbance and so forth. But it is a process where they will fill that bag full of water and sludge and debris, and then they have to wait. And next week, they'll be waiting for it to drain all of the water, cut the bag open, spend several days removing tons of material that was taken from the lake, and then they'll start the process over again. So I hope everybody can be patient and understand that this is the way a good dredging project takes place.
We are patient. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you were honored as a speaker for the Boys and Girls Club in the new building. They're Cashers, mm-hmm, combining with Highlands at the Rec Park.
They had a banquet this week out at the farm at Old Edwards. Wonderful turnout. The leadership of the Boys and Girls Club in Cashers brought the attendees up to speed on how their programming is going. Heard a wonderful talk from one of the volunteers about teaching kids to build rockets and electrical circuits and radios and everything. I want to say, I want to be a member and learn this stuff too. But Carmen Waite and Mike Kistner rolled out to the group the plan to expand and build a facility in partnership with the town at the rec park. And as mayor, I got up and expressed the town's commitment to partner and move forward with this project to the group. The next step will be that we'll be having a workshop at our next board meeting coming up this month. The topic will be, how do we sit down with the Boys and Girls Club and start this process, and what will be the issues that we need to resolve? Mike and Carmen will be at my community coffee, which will be the Friday after the board meeting, and everybody can come to the coffee at 11 o'clock at the Hudson Library on July the 18th. We will be talking about this project and showing pictures of the proposed building and all of those important things. See what is ahead of us with partnering with the Boys and Girls Club.
Town Manager Josh Ward, I'm glad you brought this up, because when the events are happening, it's hard for me to find, and I would guess a lot of people, to find some parking close to the event, let's say at the town park. But the event parking was discussed, and so many vendors are parking. What are we doing about trying to find other parking?
Well, attendees to some of our events that are sponsored by our nonprofit community, parking's becoming an issue. And I don't want to confuse that with the idea of tourists and visitors parking on Main Street. That's one issue, but the real issue that I'm seeing becoming a problem is when nonprofit puts on an event at their building or whatever, a lot of times there's so many people attending, they're so successful that there's a problem with parking. There's a need for off-site parking where people can catch shuttle buses and everything to go to the event. As the town, we need to start exploring, can we identify some properties and develop some properties that would help on these overflow situations with these nonprofit events?
Okay, our budget, $40,825,000. Last year, $45 million. And how did you do it?
If I was just a crass politician, I would say, oh, we cut spending and did this and that. But the truth of the matter is we have what we call budget carryovers from year to year. For example, we will start a capital project and we have money that we've allocated, but we can't take it off the budget books because it's still an active project. So last year we had a lot of capital projects and purchases that had not been resolved because of delays in shipment or delays in schedule and so forth. This year, a lot of those projects and purchases were resolved. So we were able to take them off the book to the tune of about $5 million. So it looks like we've cut back on spending. It was really, we've just been able to resolve those carryovers. That is why we have a budget that is not as high as last year. I always emphasize this to people. It looks like we have a huge budget, but we have to budget and reflect in that budget the cost of operating, like the water and sewer system, the electrical system, sanitation, and so forth. So it looks like it's this huge budget, but most of those expenses are covered, of course, by user fees. So it's not as big as is that. Our general fund budget usually runs around $7.5 million.
Well, you always give us an answer, whether it be in the paper, on the radio, and now, of course, you've got online with your AskMayorPat.com. Congratulations to all the people coming into town, the Highlands Cashers Chamber Music Festival. I know that Sally plays the piano, and you are hosting one of the piano players there.
It's been an honor to host one of the performers who happens to play a piano, and she has been practicing on our piano. So it's been just really delightful. And we will be going to the concert to hear her perform on Sunday, Zitan Wong. But I would encourage people, if you have a house where you could host one of the performers, please contact the Chamber Music folks and volunteer. They're always looking for new hosts to accommodate performers who come to the Chamber Music Festival. It's a really delightful experience.
Yeah, Kathy and Mark Whitehead, the young pianist concert there with Zitong Wang. I would get a video of her playing just practicing. That must sound just wonderful with Sally playing the piano, too. The Hurricanes beat the Franklin swim team. You're right, Junior Olympians, they are doing a great job.
Potential Junior Olympians. You know, that's just, to me, a wonderful sports program for our young people, as is our T-ball and Little League. All those things are so important for our young people. So, again, Steve Hott, the coach, and all of the parent volunteers and assistant coaches, always want to give a shout-out to that wonderful program that we have.
And once again, at the beginning of this program, you announced that you have now signed up to run for mayor for the next term.
For the next 4 years, Steve, I will say this. I am really optimistic about the future of this community. There are things that, to be quite frank, I want to be involved in as we see them develop in the coming years. I'm looking forward to another 4-year term if the voters decide that's the way they want to go.